A new exhibit entitled Go and Don't Shoot opens on Tuesday evening at the National Gallery's Veletržní palác. It presents multimedia works that the contemporary Czech artist Štěpánka Šimlová brought back from her visits in Kayin State in Burma. In this week's In Focus, Masha Volinsky speaks to Ms. Šimlová about the exhibit and her experiences in Burma, and later looks more closely at the situation at this war-torn country.
Kayin, or Karen State, is home to one of the many ethnic minorities in Burma, and the country's military regime has treated its villagers with particular brutality. At the exhibition Go and Don't Shoot, Štěpánka Šimlová presents mixed-media pictures, videos, and sounds that document the life of Kayin's villagers and those trying to help them. The format and content of the exhibit seem to me more suitable for a smaller independent gallery, so I began our interview by asking Štěpánka how the idea of the exhibit and the cooperation with the National Gallery came about.
I was in Burma, in Karen State, twice in 2010 and 2011, and I brought a lot of material. We started to do a documentary movie, which was ready in autumn, but also because I am not documentarist by my profession, I am a visual artist. Documentary costs a lot to be precise, to be understandable and everything. And for me, there was more about my feelings, my impression which I got there. So I started to work with the National Gallery. I work a lot with independent galleries, but kind of I felt that this theme, which is political, important, needs a respectable space or something like this.
And you said you came to Burma in 2010. Were you going there already with some sort of a project in mind, or did it develop as you went along?
Yes, actually, like, because I went there with a friend of mine who coordinate aid for people in Karen State. So he is interested in this kind of problematic for a long time. So I actually saw his picture. I know a lot of stories and the things. And one day I said, may I go as well? So it was possible.
Can you talk a little bit more about the project? What is the main focus?
At the documentary, we actually visited organization which is called Free Burma Rangers. The situation in Karen State is they are really over 60 years in war. So it is actually the longest war in the world. The people don't know anything else than just the war, to be in daily danger. So actually it came then kind of like, I don't want to use these words, but like it was more as kind of moral duty to do something for them, to let people know about it.
How difficult was it to get into the villages and the areas that were under threat from the Burmese army?
Yeah, it was pretty difficult, yeah. Because like actually we had to illegal cross borders from Thailand. And then to get into the place where we were somehow safe, to get there, it was 3 days, or actually 3 nights, because it was necessary to walk during the night without light. So it was physically and, of course, emotionally very difficult.
How do you think the experience affected your art? Do you think it'll have a long-term influence?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, now when I kind of like look back, I have a really feeling that I saw some strong movie or something. I have still some kind of distance. But of course, if you come back, you think about your problems, they are a bit smaller.
From what you're saying, and I haven't seen the exhibit yet, but from the bits I saw of the documentary, it almost seemed like you were reporting from a war zone. Do you feel like your role was in some way similar to the role of a war journalist?
It's a difficult question. I never thought about myself as war reporter or something like this. We didn't get into the real danger. I think like the most dangerous situation which we came with was when I wanted to go to see the Burma army camp and shoot it from the distance because, of course, like you can't get close. And they said, all right, but we must cross the minefield. And then I said, like, all right, I probably would stay without.
You mentioned in the beginning that you felt that you needed to do something for the people in Karen State. What do you think that this exhibit in Prague, do you think it will change something? Do you think it will do something for the people over there?
I hope so. I hope so. It is not really kind of like direct aid. Like there is no collection of money or anything like this. But it is just like to bring the attention. And I think when you bring the attention, things may change.
Having had this experience, do you feel that artists have a social responsibility to the outside world?
Yes, I mean like not conditionally. Not conditionally. But of course, they have a like influence. Also, finishing this documentary, you see how it is kind of like a drop in the sea. There's so many documentary movies which is about this issue or more terrible issue about torturing, about rape. And we are somehow overwhelmed by that. You know, we look at it also think, oh yeah, 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 this is horrible, but it's somewhere far away. So I think if I would decide to do kind of like what I would see as real aid or real help, I must go there then.
This is Samu, our Mr. Happy, and we called him Mr. Afraid because he was never afraid of anything. He's one of the earliest rangers. He stepped on a Burma Army landmine.
That was an excerpt from the documentary Stepanka shot in Kain called The Art of Surviving the Longest War in the World. Having spoken to her, I wanted to find out a bit more about the situation in Burma. To do that, I spoke with Sabe Soe, a Burmese immigrant in the Czech Republic and the director of the Burma Center in Prague. I asked her first about the situation in the state of Kain, which the Go and Don't Shoot exhibit is about.
Kain State, it's a part of Burma which has been in constant armed conflict with the Burmese army, and many, many people from the Kain ethnic group has been forced to leave their homes. So many of them are in refugee camps in Thailand, and many are internally displaced people. So they are just hiding in forests and cannot go back to their villages just because of the armed conflict. At the moment, there is a ceasefire agreement between the Kayin leaders and the Burmese government, but the conditions for Kayin refugees and internally displaced people to return to their homes are not yet set. People have lost their homes because their villages have been burned, and now they have nowhere to return. And I think that the negotiations between the ethnic leaders and the government should be more specific and create proper conditions and guarantee the safety of these people to return home.
In the past half a year or so, international leaders have said that the situation in Burma is getting better and have been optimistic about this. Could you give us your assessment of what the situation has been like in the past year and if the political and social atmosphere is actually getting better?
Well, we should admit that there have been lots of positive changes inside Burma. And, of course, the major issues were release of political prisoners and also abolition of media censorship. But on the other hand, the social changes are not yet very visible. Truth is the opposition political parties could participate in the by-elections in 2012, including the Aung San Suu Kyi. But on the other hand, the awareness of the general population about democratic values is rather low. hope that all the support from the international community could enhance the awareness and abilities of the general population to participate the general elections in 2015 in a better way.
You mentioned the support of the international community. Do you feel that cultural events like this exhibit by Ms. Shimlova or other events that go on in the Czech Republic and in other European countries, do you think that actually has an effect on the situation in Burma?
I'm very sure that general awareness raising about the situation in Burma, anywhere all over the world, could keep the international leaders' attention on Burma continuously. Of course, the present political changes may seem very positive, and everyone likes to say that now Burma is free and Burma is democratic, so that we don't need to worry about their people anymore. But the reality is totally different. The reality is that Burma is still at war. On the northern part of Burma, there are still armed conflicts between the government's army and the ethnic Kachin army. And at the same time, in the northwest part of Burma, the Burmese Muslims, Rohingyas, are being chased out of their homes, and they have not been acknowledged as a citizen of Burma. So the international community cannot also be cheated by the superficial changes, and such events like Stepanka's exhibition could still bring the real picture of the situation of Burma to the Czech public, and hopefully the Czech politicians could also think wisely enough to balance the reality and the superficial political changes.
Sabe Soe from Prague's Burma Center, ending that edition of In Focus by Masha Wolinski.